This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Let's welcome tonight's guest.
Her work on Mansion Global has made her part of our Mansion family. Host of Mansion Global on Fox Business, Casey McDonald. If you walked a mile in his shoes, you'd probably get athlete's foot. Founder of theLoftusParty.com, Michael Loftus. She's on more watch lists than Game of Thrones. Fox News contributor Kat Toon. And I bought 50 copies of his book, which I stand on to look him in the eye. My massive sidekick and the NWA's World Television Champion, Tyrant! All right, I'm going to go to you first, Tyrus, for two things. One, congratulations again on number one. And number two, you mentioned to me last night that you saw your Twitter feed go up after the sale.
Yeah.
Twitter followers. So I go home. I did too. Thousands.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
Well, I don't tweet that much.
Yeah.
And I was playing my Xbox and I happened to look and I was like, when did I have 400,000? Mm-hmm. What? And I kept noticing. Every minute, 100 new followers, 100 new followers. And I was like, okay, so dad's coming home and they're trying to clean up. This is what they're, so they either were, and they even said they adjust the dials to see your reach or whatever.
Right.
So apparently they took young viewership away from us because apparently that's the demographic. That's what it looks like because most, like it was a lot of young people and stuff. So I was like, yeah, okay, this makes sense. So they're doing a lot of cleaning up. But this, in a nutshell, this is like the guy who cheats on his wife all the time. And then you meet him at the bar, and he's destroyed because his wife cheated on him. And he's so, how could she do this to me? The betrayal. Like, I mean, yeah, I cheated, but it was different. She talked to them, and she's like, I never talked to him. Like, you're like, bruh, it's the same thing.
Right.
They're getting their own medicine and they're really upset about it. I have never seen, I don't know any other place in the world where a billionaire is like, hey, I'm going to come help your company and everyone will be upset about it. And then the last thing, you misread that Stelter thing way wrong.
What?
He was really trying to get that guy to hang out with him. Like, what if it was a party where there was no rules, you could do whatever you want, and it was all your favorite foods, and you know, like, and he even did, his voice changed. He did not pick up the, like, we could hang out and, like, watch movies, and, like, I think that was what he was trying to find, make a friend. It's tough over there. He's lost a lot of friends.
Yeah, it's true.
He really needs a friend. But, yeah, this is what happens when one is in charge and you get demoted, and now they're in the pool with the rest of us.
Yeah,
I hope they can swim.
And now, and we're the ruffians. Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You look delightful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. What do you do? What's your take on this whole thing? It's a big news in the media. What's your impression?
As a woman, I felt unsafe on Twitter since I joined, like in 2008. Jesus, I mean, you go to your mentions, you're like, oh my, what did I do today?
Yeah,
but no, I mean, the left loved Elon Musk. I mean, he gave us electric cars.
Right.
And if you couldn't afford gas, just go buy a Tesla. I mean, that works for everybody. Buy two if you want.
Yeah.
And now he's this evil supervillain. And they're like, oh, well, he has ties to China. Just listen to Jeff Bezos. But then Jeff Bezos says, actually, maybe not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just this vicious cycle. And it's a taste of their own medicine, to your point, Tyrus. And
yeah. Is there anything you want to change? Any products?
I kind of hate the edit button.
Oh, you hate it.
I think so. I don't know, but I would miss your tweets, Kat.
Thank you. My tweets are very good.
They're amazing. I love when you integrate them to Instagram.
That's why I got a lot more followers, too. And I really just feel bad for all the people that were missing out on all my hot takes all this time.
I know. And they're all like young go-getters.
I'm sure.
Yes. Not just men in their 70s interested in your feet.
No.
Ew.
No. But where would I be without those guys?
Hey, yeah.
Nowhere.
Where would you be without your feet?
Nowhere.
You would be defeated.
I get what you
mean. Wow.
Boom, triple word score.
He worked for that one.
Yes.
I love when Casey's on the show because someone on the show is nice to me.
Oh, I love you. Well, we're cat ladies.
Everybody's nice to you here.
That's so true, Greg.
What do you, anything else analysis-wise? I'm talking to you and looking at you?
Sure, yeah. This is what I do for a living. It's been the best to see how many people are quitting and being like, okay, well, now it's just Instagram because, like, a billionaire doesn't own that one. It's just people don't pay attention to anything except what the outrage is of the day. And they're like, these people are pissed, so I'm going to be, osmosis. I'm going to be pissed as well to prove what a good person I am. But I don't think anyone's really going to care. It's not like me living Twitter, which, of course, would devastate everyone.
No, it would. It would be quite. Michael,
sir,
how do you feel about this? Are you cheering? Are you excited?
I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, I bet.
But I will find something to bitch about.
Please do.
Because, like, so great, Elon Musk came in because everyone knew that there was an algorithm and voices were being dialed down and others were being amplified, and they were using it like a laser pointer with cats.
Yeah.
You know, hey, follow this story. That's the important one. Not that. Don't do that. You know, get away, Mr. President. Ooh, look over here. It was all horrible, and yet our government was standing by and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when the Hunter's laptop story was made to go away and other voices were amplified, that's directly affecting our elections, our, as Nancy Pelosi would say, our sacred democracy. Elon Musk has to come in and save the day and do this, which is a real letdown. But I'm loving the freak out. It's like that scene in Caddyshack when they let all the caddies swim in the pool and everybody's just flipping out. It's great.
Yes. I never saw that movie, but I know what you're talking about.
You never saw Caddyshack? What
I think
hell?
I did, but I was, you know, I don't know if I was sober.
Hey, do me a favor. Same. Have Gene write down the name of everyone who leaves Twitter. So we can do a whole show about how they're coming back to fight the good fight.
Oh, yes.
I stepped away, but
yeah,
to be back.
I also love the people on Twitter who are like, so he'll spend billions on this, but he didn't clean the creek? Like, he's America's handyman.
Yeah.
Hey, you spent your money on that? What about my cat had a hairball? It's crazy.
Yeah, you've had 40 iPhones in a year, sir. Like, don't talk about it.
And also, like, it was what Casey said. It was like, imagine how much money could have been spent on climate change. The guy makes electric cars, you idiot. He could do this.
Yeah.
Anyway. Before we go, a quick announcement. Ooh, that sounded like bad news. Come see me on my book tour Saturday, May 21st at the Eccles Theater in Salt Lake City. I wonder if that's related to Teddy Eccles.
Who's that?
He was an actor from the 70s. Tyrus will be there for a meet and greet and book signing. Teddy Eccles used to be in weird TV shows. He was
I've never seen Caddyshack, but I'll talk about Teddy Eccles.
Get tickets at ggutfeld.com. It's in Utah, May 21st.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A story in five words.
Excellent. We're short on time. So here's a story in five words. Sad woman marries her cat. Apparently, the woman was facing eviction and trying to avoid the restrictions that have barred her from owning an animal, so she decided to marry her cat. Is this you?
No, because I'm way better at hiding my cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why. Like, when Cheens and I were starting our life together.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
There was no pets allowed in the apartment. So what you do in that situation is do it anyway.
Correct.
But if I had to, I would. Yeah. If I had to marry Cheens to, you know, continue to grow and on this journey with him that we're on together, then I would.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's bestiality.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
because it's not sex. Be normal.
Casey, when we plugged this story, you said, that's me. Are you referring to yourself?
Yes.
You would do this.
Oh.
Do you like cats?
I love cats. I have a cat named Phil. He's 7.
Phil? That's a good name for a cat. Is it named after anybody?
Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a bad name for a cat.
Does it make you feel bad about yourself that in 2020, India, the cat got hit by a car and lost a leg?
Who?
The cat.
Oh, really? I didn't. Boy, yeah. You assumed that I read this piece.
I read the piece.
Wow. Lost a leg and a. Oh, that, and then it's a three-legged cat.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But at least that cat has a spouse.
Yes, same-sex marriage, and it only has three legs.
Is it a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, I don't know. Now we've crossed the line.
It just got freaky.
Yes. First the piece out. Now they're the same sex. Tyrus, how do you feel about this?
This is a sexist story, Greg.
Yes.
It makes me sick.
Really?
Why is it every time a woman marries an animal, it's sweet and cute? But let's take her out.
Yes.
And let's put, him. Let's put him there.
Lopez
saying that he married the cat. Cat would be like, you sick son of a... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, he needs to be stopped. And then the cat has three legs. She can't even escape. Look how he's holding her. Look at that look. But that cat literally looks like, I don't know why, what's going on. I just want to eat. But this is what the double standard. Women get away with creepy and everyone says it's cute.
Yeah,
that's true. That's the story of my
it's
life.
It's disgusting. No one ever is going to say, wow, Tyrus and that dog, they tied the nuptials. It's beautiful. Just so he could stay in his home. They'd be like, wow, he lies about anything. Just he could have got a new house. He could have moved. When he moved in, they said no pets, right?
Yep.
So he did it anyways. Why? Because you want to do stuff. You want to diddle a dog.
Loftus, any animals you would marry?
Many of them, many animals.
Sorry.
You know what? If I had to make, I think I might marry a kangaroo. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I could see you with
right,
a kangaroo.
Riding a kangaroo, having adventures, solving crimes in the outback.
And also, think of the wedding pictures because it would be great.
It would be like a knockout
like
punch
this
to his face.
Yeah, they spousal abuse.
Here's what I hate about this story. She has another cat that still has to live there that she didn't marry.
So she has she has a side piece.
Right?
Again, only a woman can get away with that.
How does that work? She only had to marry one of the cats?
It doesn't mean that the one you marry, you love the most. I married my husband, even though I love the cat more.
He goes to bed by 10:30, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He wears a little Cheens outfit to go, come, love me now, cat, please.
She would tell him to grow up.
He's no Cheens. What can I say?
All right.
He's no Cheens.
See what I'm saying? We're all laughing. And
yeah.
I'm the biggest creep in the world. If I were not a chick,
she'd be throwing up in her cup. The producer would be leaving.
You would be in prison if you were a guy.
I would.
But you would identify as a woman so you can get in the women's prison because you're smart, sinister little evil lady that she is. All right, we are out of time. Thanks to Michael Loftus, KC McDonald, Cat Tip, Tyrus, Fox News at Night with Evil. Shannon Bream is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America. Buy Tyrus's book.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.